a reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, who has marked you with his seal, ready for the day when we shall be set free. Any bitterness or bad temper or anger or shouting or abuse must be far removed from you, as must every kind of malice. Be generous to one another, sympathetic, forgiving each other as readily as God forgave you in Christ. As God's dear children, then, take God as your pattern and follow Christ by loving as he loved you, giving himself up for us as an offering and a sweet-smelling sacrifice to God. The word of the Lord. We have a whole month reading John's Gospel, chapter 6, every Sunday. Even though the topic, eating the Word of God, is inspiring, we can still run out of ideas. The second reading is from the letter to the Ephesians, often called the letter to the churches because it is for everyone. So I would like to look at that reading today, as it is very appropriate. Certainly it is for me. We are a baptized people. We say that we are saved. And so the anxiety about salvation should not make any of us lose sleep. But that having been said, we are still far from perfect. Division in families and churches, backbiting and jealousy, gossip and lack of friendship still dominate our lives. If we have been saved, how come we fall into such horrible, dreadful behaviour? The author of Ephesians says one sentence: do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, who has marked you with a seal. St. Paul talks about the fruits of the Spirit: peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, trustfulness, goodness, and self-control. If we are guided by the Spirit, that is how we should live our lives. But we are contrary people. And while the grace of the Spirit should guide us, as St. Paul says to the Romans, the good I want to do, I don't do, and the evil thing I don't want to do, I end up doing. And so, bitterness, bad temper, anger, abuse, and malice become a sad part of our character and our lives. In other words, we grieve the Holy Spirit. St. Paul ends up saying, what a wretched man I am, if it weren't for the grace of Jesus Christ. And so, we can be reconciled with one another and with God. We start again, often throughout our lives. And we remind ourselves and are reminded by the Holy Spirit that we need again to take God as our pattern and invite the Spirit back into our lives to guide us. But from experience, we know that this needs to be a daily decision.